Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, including a brand new video that's up on the website. Check that out, too. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. And if you want to see what a website looks like when it converts, when a regular website converts to a mobile site, just go to my website on your smartphone. And you'll see how we do it, and maybe that'll give you some ideas. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sarah Petty is here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Her brand new co-author is Erin Verbeck, and she's also they're both part of the great organization, The Joy of Marketing, founded by Sarah, and Erin's the chief joy officer there. We're talking about their brand new book, Work Worth Every Penny, and ladies, congratulations again. Folks, this is all about helping you make sure that you get your prices that you need to ask customers for in order to get the profit margin, the gross profit margin, so you can pay your bills and stay in business. That's what this is all about. And so congratulations on the work that you've done here, Sarah and Erin. Sarah, the next two of the five pillars of your book, marketing and promotion, tell us what they are and what the difference is.
So when you're looking at marketing a boutique business, the philosophy is a little different. It's not where we're saying, okay, you have to have three times as big of a budget. It's just a mind shift. So instead of investing your budget in doing a ton of things, so say you take your budget's $10,000, for example, you could go out and print 50,000 postcards and splatter them all over. Or you could create a thousand of something more luxurious and interactive and beautiful and reach out and talk directly to your target market. Mm-hmm. Again, it's getting rid of the phone book ad and talking to the people
narrow cast,
who love you.
Laser focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not about investing a larger percentage of your budget. It's the same dollars. They're just invested differently.
Mm-hmm.
You're making your best customers feel phenomenal doing extra special things for them. That comes out of the marketing budget. I think sometimes people think, oh, I have to go out and get more and more and more. I'm panicking. I've got to have all these clients. When if you go dig deep and you say, okay, who are my 20% most valuable customers, mm-hmm. and what more can I do for them, that's where you're investing your marketing dollars.
Right, right. And promotion, Erin, talk to us about how promotions work.
Yeah, so with promotions, again, this is something where you want to look at doing things that wow your customers. So you don't want to do things here that the discounters are doing. That is so contrary to what you're doing here. You want to look at opportunities like partnering with another business who is reaching the same type of customers you are,
mm-hmm.
or working with a charity to help them raise money instead of just writing out a check and donating to their auction or their fundraiser. You know, you want to get in the trenches with other businesses and build these partnerships with them so that you guys are the pillars of leadership in your community when it comes to raising money for charity and when it comes to bringing together the same type of clients to do something unique and different.
And,
so it's all about that. It's not,
become associated with community, things that the community is interested in, like maybe some kind of a special event that the community puts on every year or something like that, most people know about, that the community is involved in, and you become part of that.
Exactly. There's a business in Kansas City called Next Door Pizza, and one of the things that they do, they spend their marketing budget on, is they buy old doors, and they let you come in as a family and take a door home and paint it and do something cool with it. So maybe you're a big Kansas State fan, and so your family wants to take the door home and clean it all up Kansas State.
Yeah.
And then you bring it back and you hang it in the restaurant. And they have a special little room, private room for Little League teams. They fly the flag outside of the restaurant for the winning local school who raises the most money for charity that week. Those are all things that they're doing, that they're spending their promotional budget on. It's not taking it out in the newspaper. It's different things that you're doing to engage your community you know, to bring them in as a family.
And these are intangibles, aren't they, Sarah?
Right.
These are the intangibles that the small business. It's all part of the charm of a small business, isn't it?
It really is, and it's the relationship. I always like to joke that, you know, I mean, you love being greeted by the box stores. When you walk in, there's someone who greets you. But when, as small business owners, we can greet people by name.
Yeah.
We know the coaches at that pizza place, mm-hmm. knows the coaches at the local teams. He can reach out and say, hey, we're having a competition this month. I'm going to email you information. And boom, he's created demand with mm-hmm. all of this network of people with whom he has a relationship. And the big box stores cannot do that.
Sarah, tell us how we can find your book.
WorthEveryPennyBook.com gives you information. You can order it anywhere. Today is our launch day, so it should
right.
be in bookstores nationwide, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Can pretty much get it anywhere.
WorthEveryPennyBook.com. Folks, check that out. It's a great book by Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck, V-E-R-B-E-C-K. Quickly, 30 seconds. Sarah, tell us about the selling part of this.
Selling in a small business about building relationships. And it's about being consultative, and because we know our customers, we can do a needs analysis. You have a great client at your small restaurant. Reach out. You can say, hey, what about I cater your office party? You know them, you know their needs, and you can serve them better and thrill them. It's mm-hmm. not pushing something at them. It's thrilling them with things that you know that they need.
Absolutely.
Very important part.
Well
Very
said.
Important.
Well said. Sarah, Aaron, thank you both for being here today. Congratulations on your book. I'm proud of your book. Folks, you got to check this out. Worth Every Penny by these two ladies is I promise you, it's the title is true. Aaron, Sarah, see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.